Vermont Attorney General T.J. Donovan has issued a new pamphlet for municipalities across the state. Produced by his office and the state's Immigration Task Force, the Guidance to Vermont Cities and Towns Regarding Immigration Enforcement provides information regarding localities' quote, ability to prohibit and restrict certain actions with respect to working with the federal government on enforcing federal immigration law, unquote. Donovan explains why he felt it was important to provide the information to Vermont's municipalities.
Obviously, given the executive orders that came out regarding the so-called travel ban, this was a topic that was being discussed very much so in this state. And immigration law is an incredibly complicated area of the law, more so when you add in what the state's role is when it comes to federal immigration policy. We thought as a way to better inform the conversation, we would put out some guidance that really just kind of highlighted the black letter law, if you will, regarding federal immigration policy, again, as a way to better inform cities and towns throughout Vermont.
If I was reading the guidance correctly, it looked like the state is the entity with the authority to enter agreements with the feds over immigration issues. So why would localities even need any kind of clarification? Would they even be able to independently contract with the federal government?
Well, that's an interesting question. And in fact, you know, that legislation that is being debated right now in the Vermont legislature, S-79, would put the discretion in the governor's hands about whether or not any local law enforcement could enter into these so-called 287G agreements with the federal government, essentially to do federal immigration work. Obviously, we think that's a good idea. You want consistency in law enforcement. We want Vermont policing to be engaged at the community policing level. And we think that Vermont law enforcement should be focused on, obviously, investigating violations of state law.
In the guidance, you appear to emphasize public safety. Is that one of the key guidelines that you wanted to highlight?
Well, yeah, I mean, I think this is all about public safety. And in terms of public safety, when it comes to immigration enforcement, of course, people who are a threat to our community, whether they're from here or not from here, should be held accountable. It should be behind bars. I don't think anybody has a problem with that. I also think the flip side of that argument is that we want to encourage people who may be here that are under the radar to feel confident that should they be victims of crimes, we want to make sure that they feel comfortable enough reaching out to local law enforcement to report crime. Also, we want to make sure that people who can access health care services, if they're sick or they're hurt, or emergency services, they should, without fear that they're going to be picked up in terms of violation of immigration law. So public safety on both sides. Obviously, people who are a threat to our public safety should be held accountable. But at the same time, we should got to make sure that people have access to our public safety systems and to our public health systems. And that's what public safety is about.
As you were crafting the guidance, did you find that municipalities across the state are concerned that federal agencies would try to coerce their cooperation in immigration matters?
You know, what our overriding concern was that if people were going to have this discussion, that they knew what the law was and they had access to the black letter law and what the current federal law and policy is. This is really about local law enforcement, local community government, about community policing, and what steps, if any, they should take in regards to the changes at the federal level. We wanted to put out a very clear document about what the current law is, what the policies are that underlie it, so again, folks could make informed decisions going forward.
You met recently in Washington, D.C. with a lot of other state attorneys general. Are they as concerned as Vermont about the potential of communities being forced to work with the federal agencies on immigration enforcement?
This is an issue that obviously is not just unique to Vermont. This is an issue that is a national issue. It's an issue for our country. And we're just happy to be part of the process in terms of making sure that people know what the law is. This is a topic that's obviously hotly debated. It has aroused many passions on both sides. And I think sometimes putting out information that people can rely upon, that can inform the debate in a democracy, and that's what we wanted to do as a way to help and aid that discussion of Vermonters.
A link to the Vermont Attorney General's guidance to Vermont cities and towns regarding immigration enforcement is available at wamc.org. I'm Pat Bradley, WAMC News.